Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Should his approval rating be tied to this? Are these things under his control?
It's not Biden's fault. And to the same idea, Biden has relatively little that he can do about it.
You live in this ridiculous candy-colored fantasy land.
We are laughing.
Wait till you see President Biden's poll numbers when we hit February or March, and then it all sinks in. The credit card bills from Christmas, and then obviously the heating bills for your home or for your gas. This is not going away anytime soon, and for the media to try to make excuses for it, let's put it this way. Under the 45th president, I am certain we wouldn't see headlines like that.
No. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wow. Oh, hold on. My phone's ringing. Just a second. Oh, my gosh. Look at who's calling. Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. President.
Hello.
Hello. Stupid cordless phone. How you doing, Gertie?
After 2 years, you're back. America's back.
Well, now I don't even feel like pie.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. He'll be back on Monday. As if you needed another reason to call Joe Biden xenophobic and racist today, and all I've been using is his own words against him, his own tweets against him, what he said of Donald Trump way back when in the early stages of the coronavirus in 2020 here in the United States, and what Donald Trump did to try to slow the spread. Shutting down travel from China, and eventually that spread to other countries as well. And this just came across my feed just a few moments ago. Somebody dug up one of Joe Biden's old statements. February 1st, 2020. Again, keep in mind, today, Joe Biden, on the advice of Dr. Anthony Fauci, which is always a recipe for disaster, has banned travel to the United States from South Africa because of this new boogeyman virus. This is the Unicron variant. It's actually Omicron, I believe is the official pronunciation, but we call it the Unicron variant. Some people call it the Unicorn variant. To each their own.
Marvelous! Look! It's Unicron!
Still get a kick out of it. Here's what Joe Biden said when Donald Trump added a few more countries, including, I believe, Nigeria, to the travel ban that was intended to make America safer from the coronavirus. Quote, Trump's atrocious asylum and refugee policies, they are all designed to make it harder for black and brown people to immigrate to the United States. It's that simple. They are racist. They are xenophobic. Well, it's that simple. Joe Biden is racist and xenophobic. He's banning travel from certain African countries into the United States. So, hey, same rules apply, pal. The same rules apply. 844-500-4242 is the number to give us a call, and it's also the number, if you press 2, for the Chump Line.
When I heard Nancy Pelosi was moving to Jupiter, I was ecstatic. Then I realized they weren't talking about the planet. Yeah.
I saw where that was going. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Maybe one day.
Lovey, I can't believe we're stuck with Tucker Taylor today. I guess it must be Frank's giving. By the way, why did mobster Frank Sinatra not kill anyone? Because he held a gun about as well as he held a tune.
You know, first of all, I came up with the term Franksgiving for one of my gigs that I did at the Alehouse Cigar Bar in Providence. Should be back there, I believe, December Hold on, I can tell you right now. December. When am I going to be back there? You know? I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that. December 17th, 9 to midnight, Alehouse Cigar Bar, Providence. But John Kerry is more right than he knows. The original Dirty Harry was not Clint Eastwood, it was Frank Sinatra. In fact, there are posters online you can find, but he turned down the role because he had injured his hand on the set of The Manchurian Candidate and could not hold the heavy 44 Magnum. He needed surgery on his hand, so he could not play Dirty Harry.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, giving thanks for local, made in America, grown in America products like our wicked awesome windows or like dairy products from farms like Shadow Valley Farms. Remember, made in America never gets stuck offshore waiting to unload. And for that, we are truly thankful.
President Biden had a meeting today with the cabinet. He also spoke to the bookcase and was seen arguing with his desk.
Yeah, I think that scenario can play out in the imagination of most Americans who are paying attention right now. Yeah, I can see that.
So is Christmas in Botswana out of the question?
That's a good question. That Dr. Fauci has told us that, you know, you need to stay with the vaccinated and you can't be amongst people. You can't mix, right? You can't mix vaccinated and unvaccinated. That's a recipe for disaster. So Christmas in Botswana may be canceled. I'm not sure about Christmas in Hawaii, Melikiliki Maka.
You know, the difference between Biden and Brandon is that a race car driver would probably make a better president.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, they've got to make snap decisions all the time, right? Yeah, I would go along with that.
Hey, Joe's a car guy. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I think in another life, he may have been a race car driver. But I don't think anybody really trusts him behind the wheel now. Anytime he goes out to one of these GM plants in Detroit and they let him test drive somebody, I'm absolutely sure that you don't see it on camera, but Joe is asked to sign a waiver.
Taylor, it's Howie. While I am thankful that you're filling in for me today whilst I hang out with my fellow beautiful people, we got a problem. It's been 2 hours and you haven't said one good thing about Deerfield Academy, nor have you plugged my online store. Don't you know it's Black Toe Friday? You got some splaining to do, sonny.
That is true, and I'm sorry, Howie. If you are looking for any great gifts, these are good gifts that you can get at HowieCarShow.com. Any number of Howie's books for the crime aficionado in your life or somebody who just adored President Trump and would like to know exactly how he got into office. We have books for all of that stuff. Or if you've got the history buff, who is, you know, needs some disillusioning of how great the Kennedy family was. Kennedy Babylon series is there for purchase as well. HowieCarShow.com. Click store.
This year, the folks are finding it hard to give thanks while paying through the nose to fill their gas tanks. After only a year, we're all in dread fear of what's coming next from these left-wing cranks.
More lockdowns, I think. I think that's what's coming here with the announcement of the Unicron virus today. OSHA last week was dealt a defeat. So ginning up more fear and anxiety is the only way to get the lockdowns back in place. And that tweet from Charlie Baker earlier today, while it's laughable, also sends shivers down my spine of what's to come in Massachusetts again.
Harris Buttigieg may be the worst presidential ticket ever, but it'll check off the most boxes.
Sure will. No further comment on that one.
When Jen Psaki said Biden had a range of tools, clearly she was referring to his cabinet.
I missed that one.
When Jen Psaki said Biden had a range of tools, clearly she was referring to his cabinet.
Okay. All right.
There's another new COVID variant. It's called COVID MICKEYMOUSE.
Well, they do cater to China, Disney. So you might be onto something there, caller.
Hi, Taylor. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, you ran a turkey trot yesterday? It's pretty gutsy for someone from the Howie Carr Show to do something athletic on Thanksgiving, especially on the third anniversary of Howie's infamous turkey flop. We're going to be fine.
Well, to anybody out there who really thinks that I did something truly athletic, somebody on the text line asked me what my time was. I'm not going to disclose that. But let me tell you, that was a lot faster than how I ran. But I did run. You know, no one foot was on the same, you know, both feet weren't on the ground at any time, except for maybe 1 minute during that turkey trot yesterday. I was running, as Forrest Gump would say. I was running, and it was fine. But imagine a triceratops at a steady gallop. That's what I look like.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That is the chump line, the voicemail message system of the Howie Carr Show. Call 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line, and we may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. And you can call between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. during the weekdays to leave your chump line message. And if you don't hear your chump line message on the chump line on the air on the Howie Carr Show, you can download Chopped Chumps at just a little after 7 o'clock after the show's over. We post those. Those are the chump line messages that didn't quite make the grade. They were on the cutting room floor. We've scooped them up, taped them back together, and put them through the reel-to-reel once more. So you can listen to those wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. And the chump line is, as always, brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week giving thanks for local, made-in-America, grown-in-America products like our Wicked Awesome Windows or like dairy products from farms like Shadow Valley Farms. Remember, made-in-America never gets stuck offshore waiting to unload, and for that, we are truly thankful.
President Biden had a meeting today with the cabinet. He also spoke to the bookcase and was seen arguing with his desk.
You know, Barney Frank once said, arguing with you is like trying to argue with my dining room table. And now we have a president that may very well argue with his dining room table. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. The Kathy Ireland Gem Spa will clean your jewelry better than a jewelry store. Save $20 and get free shipping by going to bellmans.com/grace. That's Bellmans, bellmans.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When do you start listening to Christmas music? Before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, or not until December?
See, I'm voting not until December, but I'm probably going to break my own rule this weekend because I think we are getting a tree on Saturday, and you can't put up a tree and not listen to Christmas music. Yeah. Actually, you know what? We may not be decorating it this weekend, so I think we might just be putting it in the house, and it'll nestle in. It'll acclimate to the temperature. So, not until December.
Not until December in the lead, 73%. 19 say the day after Thanksgiving and 8% before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's gone down. It's from 77 to 73. 844-500-4242. Another news story today. Stephen Sondheim has passed away. 91 years old. Legendary in Broadway musicals. I can't say I'm familiar with too many of his songs. I am familiar with one, though, and it's one that I enjoy singing. I don't do it in all of my shows, but it's from a show he wrote called A Little Night Music. He wrote the music for that, and it's Send in the Clowns, and later covered by Frank Sinatra from the original Judy Collins recording.
Send in the clowns.
It's a beautiful song. It there's a lot of meaning to it. It can really mean whatever you want it to mean, but it's a neat song, and I've said that to my family and friends, this is my funeral song. When I go, this is my song. It's a very, very touching song. But anyway, Stephen Sondheim, 91 years old. Amazing, Jared. These 90-year-olds, they keep dropping. I don't get it.
Damn it, Trump.
It's probably his fault. I watched a great documentary last week. It was written and starred Carl Reiner. Dead. He was in well into his 90s, still working. He said, the name of the documentary is If I'm Not in the Obits, I Eat Breakfast, or something to that effect. It's on HBO Max, but it's got everybody that's in their 90s and still working. Mel Brooks, what's his name? Dick Van Dyke, Tony Bennett, a lot of people. A really, really interesting documentary. By the way, for those that were listening earlier in the week, I kind of hinted that I was trying to get a special guest on for the 6 o'clock hour today, and that was Dina Martin. She's the daughter of Dean Martin. And after emails and Facebook messages, I was finally able to get a phone number for her. And I did speak with Dina Martin this morning. She is unfortunately not going to be able to join us, but she was familiar with Howie Carr. She loves the show, and she looks forward to coming on with us at a later date, and she sends all of her love because there's a great documentary that I wanted to discuss with her about her father. It's called Dean Martin, the King of Cool. Coincidentally, also on HBO. I believe you can probably catch it tonight at some point if you haven't seen it. It's long overdue, a documentary about Dean. There's not much literature out there. There's a couple of great books. One is Dean and Me by Jerry Lewis, which is a great book if you want to believe every word that Jerry Lewis puts out there. He's known for making a few things up. But the other great book is by Dina Martin, and it's called Through My Father's Eyes, and it's a really great, albeit kind of tragic look. He had a tragic second act in his life. His son passed away, very, very untimely death, and very, very sad. But the man was hard to read, and there wasn't much written on him. So it was very, very prescient, I think, that there's a documentary on him now, and one that does a lot of justice to the King of Cool, as Elvis called him, Dean Martin. So definitely give that a shot, and we'll try to get Dina Martin on here at a later date. Stay tuned. Police Blotter Facts Friday coming up next here on The Howie Carr Show. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is the number to join us. Grace reminds me, Stephen Sondheim, brilliant, legendary lyricist, songwriter. If it were not for him, we would not have one of the mainstay sound cuts on this show, which is the
Everything Free in America,
which is from West Side Story.
Yeah, and a lot of people hear that sound all the time on this show, and they don't know that it's from West Side Story. That is one of the best scenes. If you go on YouTube and watch that, the lyrics are phenomenal, the dancing.
It's a long scene.
It's a long scene, but the dancing is just breathtaking, and he was a brilliant lyricist. I had to take a Stephen Sondheim class my senior year of college.
A whole class? They could fill a whole class with that?
Yeah.
Like a whole semester's worth of teaching?
Yeah, you'd be surprised, because he did have a lot of great shows, Company. I mean, some of the things he wrote the lyrics for, some of them he did the music and the lyrics.
Did he do Carousel? Was that one of his?
I'm not 1,000% sure. But my favorite was the lyrics for West Side Story, which I don't think he really was a big fan of. I think that was one of his first like big ones, and he didn't think it was all that.
Thought it was trash.
And I could be misremembering that, but that's what I remember.
Carousel was Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
But everyone should YouTube America, because it's a really, really good song.
Maybe Sondheim wasn't, I mean, that's the classic, like, that's not even my best work kind of thing. Like Orson Welles did that with Citizen Kane in later years. He would say, that's the kind of twist you can find in a dime store novel. He wasn't particularly proud, or he played it off as, That was nothing. That was easy.
My favorite line in America.
Unicron was his best work.
Unicron was his best work, no doubt.
Is when the guys say, I like the weather in San Juan, and the girls reply, I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye. It's very clever, all of his lyrics.
I'll give him that. All right, it is now time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You ready for this, Grace? This introduction?
I'm ready.
You know how it works. So let's get into it.
All right. We'll go right into it. Now, I was surprised because I printed a lot of these out. I haven't been here in a while for Police Blotter Facts, but I'm happy to report they're all fresh.
All fresh stories.
And Taylor has not heard of any of them. So let's start with webcam model shot self in private parts.
Ouch.
A webcam model. And you actually, Taylor, will be good to explain this because you
why?
You know more about guns than I do.
I know more about webcam models than you do.
No, you know more about guns.
I know plenty about webcam models. What do we need to know?
She shot herself with a 9mm handgun while recording a video earlier this month in her Georgia home, responding to an accidental gunshot.
What was
wound.
She doing with the 9mm handgun, Grace?
Jordan Allen, who said he owned the firearm, told deputies he was in the kitchen when he heard a gunshot. Upon reaching the bedroom, he found Damon with a small amount of blood on her leg. He advised her that she started to say that she was sorry. He advised that she told him that she shot herself accidentally. Allen told deputies that Damon had subscribers on a sexual web
platform. Was this woman at all affiliated with the prosecution in the Rittenhouse trial?
I don't know, but it doesn't really say
because
exactly.
She seems to have mishandled a firearm just as Attorney Binger did.
It says it is unclear whether Damon was broadcasting live when the gun discharged. I feel like we'd have that video
boy.
By now.
Oh, this reminds me of, do you remember The Sopranos, what Tony's sister used to...
Janice?
Yeah, what she used to like have done to her with a 9mm handgun.
Oh, boy. Okay. Clean it up, Taylor.
And it was loaded just like
hour.
This story.
All right, here's a dumb way to raise money to pay for your criminal defense lawyer. A Florida woman was arrested Saturday on a felony narcotics charge, and she told police that she sells fentanyl to make money to pay for an attorney for a pending drug charge.
In honest living.
Nicole Gregory was busted after a sheriff's deputy spotted her dropping a bag that held 4 baggies containing the synthetic opioid. The defendant did intend to sell said substance.
At least she's honest.
Gregory admitted that she
sells... You don't see too many honest drug dealers nowadays. Usually you get the old, that's not mine. I don't know how that got there routine.
That's the worst.
But not with Miss Gregory here.
Someone planted it on me.
Yeah, dropped this here. I just pick it up.
She admitted, this is how honest she is. She actually gave us her price point as well. She admitted that she sells the drug for $10 per bump.
Wow.
And she was selling that. You know what this reminds me of? It's like when you go to apply for a job and they say you need more experience, but you need the job to get the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she needs money for the lawyer for the drug charge, so she's got to make the money by selling drugs.
That's that terrible cyclical process that people get into.
Yes.
I think we need to just let them all go. Let them all out.
Give me my pizza. Tennessee man holds up pizza shop with AK-47 after
Was it Tennessee pizza?
It was actually a Little Caesars.
Do you know what Tennessee pizza is?
No, is it like a style?
Roadkill.
Oh. No, it was not Tennessee. It was real pizza. Little Caesars pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
He was holding up an AK-47 after being told his order would take 10 minutes, which I think is very reasonable.
That's a very reasonable time.
Caesars got to be ready right away. That's their.
I would be a little concerned if my pizza didn't take 10 minutes.
Well, they have the to-go pizzas, right? I see in those commercials, they have hot and ready, they call it. You just walk in there and it's in a box and you choose what flavor you want. They're always like making extra pizzas and putting it in. I know, I'm a pizza insider, Grace. I used to work at Domino's, little neighborhood joint.
I know, a regional place. You guys haven't heard of it.
And yeah.
I like Domino's, personally.
Yeah.
The pan pizza is good. I've actually
the pan pizza is not bad.
I've never been to a Little Caesars, though.
Oh, Little Caesars, when I was a kid, we had one. It was right next to a Building 19. Do you remember Building 19?
Yeah.
And it was really good stuff.
I think they still have a few of those.
Yeah, it was. I remember as a kid. It's funny when you're a kid, you remember tastes, and it was the best tasting thing ever. And then it gets brought back. Like Little Caesars has kind of had a resurgence in this area, and you try it, and it's not as good as I remember it.
Yeah,
not that I have anything against their pizza; it's not bad. But it's
interesting when you think about when you're tasting something. Is it that you like the taste, or is it the nostalgia?
I don't know if it's the nostalgia. I think it's just. I honestly think things taste different. And I read an article about this a few days ago, and I wish I remember where it was. But things did taste different when we were kids. For instance,
get off my lawn.
Subway sandwiches. They had a whole different kind of bread when I was a kid. Well, and it tasted so much better.
You heard about Subway, right?
What about them?
I don't know if it's the...
Oh, the tuna. There's no tuna in the tuna.
No.
There's no tuna in the tuna.
That wasn't it.
Kramer!
I think that...
What's that about?
One guy from Subway died today. No, I think it's like an owner or something like that. It was a big story. I didn't print it out because it wasn't really police blotter facts, but I'll get it for you and you can read it in the next one.
That's okay.
According to the news outlet, officers responded to the restaurant just after 9 p.m. Friday, where they were told the suspect, identified as Charles Doughty Jr., became upset when he was told that his... You know what you have to ask here, Taylor, if you're going to be a journalist like Howie Carr.
What was the topping on the pizza?
Pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni. 10 minutes.
Easiest of the toppings.
10 minutes is adequate about that.
He got upset and demanded a free breadstick order and went outside the business to wait for the pizza. When Doughty Jr. returned, he had the rifle in hand and was pointing it at the employees.
Oh, my God. What kind of gun was this?
I don't think employees like when you say that they should get something free for the wait. I think sometimes people at a restaurant might say, hey, we're sorry about that. We'll give you this instead. But you can't go in there hot and saying,
no, you say,
I
you
need
can't
breadsticks.
Demand anything. No, no, no.
Or else something's going to happen, you know?
No. That was, you know, we used to do that over at the little neighborhood joint, Domino's. Where if something was taking a little bit longer and we had maybe something that was on the mistake rack, which we called it, which if nobody claimed, if they didn't pick it up or it was the wrong item, you just toss it in there. Oh, here's a couple of lava cakes. Sorry for your trouble. But no, the customer should never demand something free, something specific. They shouldn't be demanding reparations because they're waiting 10 minutes.
Well,
by the way, did he walk in an order or did he place his order before he walked in?
That we do not know. I think he placed it when he got there. But an employee who works from our former Little Caesars employee, I don't know if she quit because of this, told the station that she was taking care of a female customer and she was just getting ready to leave. Then he gets the gun. He pointed it at me. Where is my damn pizza? I want my pizza. I was shocked it was over a $6 pizza.
Yeah, that's very scary. Overkill.
I'll say. Walmart pulls children's toy that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine.
I beg your pardon.
What?
An Ontario grandmother who bought...
What is the name of this doll?
The doll is actually... There's not a name for it. It's a dancing cactus.
Dancing cactus.
So I would just type in dancing cactus, cocaine, Polish.
Cocaina.
An Ontario grandmother who bought an educational toy for her 15-month-old granddaughter was shocked when the dancing cactus started swearing and singing about doing cocaine. This toy uses swear words and talks about cocaine use, she told the CTV News in Toronto.
Are we sure she's getting the... Do we have the printed out lyrics to this?
It's a cute little cactus, but it costs $26, which feels... Oh my gosh. Tanner, who is Polish...
How much is that per gram?
...said when she listens to the Polish lyrics, the cactus was singing about doing cocaine, drug abuse, suicide, depression, and used profanities.
So, wow. This reminds me, like, when I was a kid, there was, like, this big scare of toys that made noise, and they were, like, secret messages. It's, like, kind of a satanic panic thing, but it was, like, secret messages in children's toys. And
really?
I think a few of them were kind of legitimate, like Furbies.
I was going to say
like
Furby.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I had a Furby, and I loved it. I remember the Christmas morning, because he talked the whole morning.
I remember wanting one and never getting one. And then being glad I never got one because my cousins had them and I said, this doesn't do anything.
And their eyes are haunting, man.
Yeah. I did have like one of the knockoffs that McDonald's had in their Happy Meals back in the day, one of the plastic ones.
You had a knockoff Furby?
Yeah.
Okay, we're learning a lot about Taylor today. HelloFresh makes holiday season bonding easy by delivering the fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes I need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. HelloFresh is sponsoring Police Blotter Facts Friday, so you'll get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Woman involved in Waffle House shooting turns herself in.
I've had a lot of Waffle House stories of late.
Do you want to know something?
What?
Before Police Blotter Facts Friday, I just type in Waffle House into Google, and I just, and then I just add recents, and I usually get a story. And that's what I did in this case.
See, Waffle House, if I ever make a trip down south and I'm driving,
delicious.
Yeah,
they're
good.
That's, you got to stop in. Like, people make jokes about Waffle House, but I love it.
No, yeah. My mom is a huge Waffle House fan.
My wife went there once. It was like her first time driving down south, and she asked for an iced coffee. In the Waffle House, major faux pas. They don't have iced coffee down there.
Well, you know,
they said we can put ice in it if you want, but it's hot. And she said, okay.
I think it's going to take me all weekend to recover from hearing you do that accent. That was...
There was a look of amazement and shock that you gave me. Yeah.
We can put it in there.
Hey,
come on.
I did Oklahoma in high school, so I know.
You know what the interesting thing about iced coffee
also
is, Taylor?
Also Rodgers and Hammerstein.
You should not get iced coffee ever at a diner. It's just not done.
No,
I see the millennials
good.
Doing it, like people my age, and I'm like, just get the hot coffee for once.
Gotta
like
get
I
a good hot coffee.
You know, Taylor, I love iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not what you get at a diner. It's like getting sushi, you know, in Ohio. I'm sure they have good sushi, but I just mean like it's just not done. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like getting lobster in Florida. You get lobster when you're here.
So I'm looking up this Polish song,
gosh. Are you going to give us like a Frank Sinatra rendition of it?
It's from a Polish rapper named Sipis. The title translates directly to "Where is the white eel?" which could be a euphemism for a line of coke.
Oh, yeah.
So the song is a depressing chronicle of a penniless cocaine addict's desperate search for more drugs as he sinks into withdrawal, full of vulgarity and certainly not the kind of thing most parents would want their kid listening to.
But here's my issue with the story. Grandma buys it.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you. You got to test it out before you leave the store. You can press the button and hear what it's saying.
So here's the lyrics.
Caveat emptor. Isn't that the thing?
Why don't we take a break? I'll come back with the lyrics, some of the lyrics to this song. And
only
we'll
if you're
going to
sing them. You can't read them.
I don't.
Also, I think we have to start calling it a coctus.
A coctus. All right, 844-500-4242. More of Police Blotter Facts Friday next on the Howie Carr Show.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
All right, you ready for some of these Dancing Cactus lyrics? Do this quick before we get to the winners here. The only thing in my head...
The only thing in my head.
5 grams of cocaine.
Is 5 grams of cocaine.
Fly away alone to the edge of oblivion.
Fly away alone.
I have thoughts in my head. When will all this end? Whenever I'm not alone, because a white eel will fly in. The only thing in my head is 5 grams of cocaine.
It's 5 grams of cocaine. I can't believe out of the two of us, I have to be the one to sing the lyrics. Pathetic.
Nah, I'm not going to try. I'm going to butcher it.
Well, I mean, I just butchered it. You don't see me complaining about it. All right,
guys. Breaking news, that cactus is now selling paintings out of the White House.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by HelloFresh. Don't forget, they're having a Black Friday sale. Use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Really good deals. Crocodile bites man taking selfie with plastic croc.
So I've seen two versions of this story.
Yeah, you sent me both.
Okay. Which one do you think is real?
I'm going with the New York Post because I'm a Post girl through and through.
Because one of the original stories said that the guy thought the croc was plastic, but it ended up biting him because it was a real croc. He didn't realize it.
How do you not realize it?
I don't know. Would you know a real croc from a fake croc?
I would always assume it was real before I assumed it was fake and tried to take a picture with it. I could tell you that much.
All right, go ahead.
Well, a tourist was attacked by a crocodile at an amusement park in the Philippines. Nehemia's Shapita had climbed into the reptile's pool to take a selfie, mistaking the animal for a realistic plastic model. The man
suffered.
You have
to climb into a pool. You should assume it's a real croc.
Right.
So.
Yes, I would agree. All right, and our last one. Couple had sex in patrol car.
Always a classic.
Oh, this gets messy. While seated in the rear of a Florida highway patrol cruiser, Summer Watkins had a brilliant idea. Baby, we should record an OnlyFans video back here, the 24-year-old yelled to her male companion, who would soon join her in the squad car.
You know who used to have an OnlyFans account?
Who?
Charlie Baker's secretary for one of the offices there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you were away for that story.
I feel like I've missed a lot.
Oh, that was a good one. Turtle Boy carried it.
Watkins and Jordan Nio were seated in the police vehicle after Nio's BMW was pulled over Thursday. He was driving with a suspended license. They planned to transport the duo to nearby Shell station in Naples where they could make arrangements to get home. When Noah joined her in the patrol car, Watkins asked a cop.
See, they got this all wrong. You're supposed to commit a crime, then take the chance of having sex in the back seat. But this was the crime.
Well, you know what they definitely did wrong? They kept asking permission. Can we have sex in the back seat?
We're nice about it.
Yeah, but you're supposed to ask forgiveness, not permission. That's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thank you, Grace. We'll be back. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.